Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:20 British summertime on September 27th. Well, equity markets had really quite a bullish day in here today. The Nikkei was up 2.5%, and the Nikkei really needed to see some sort of bullish upper dynamic because it had been looking quite negative and had sort of rolled over. You also saw a good upper dynamic on the banks index. You'll find that chart in the chart library, and that's quite positive because obviously you're not going to see the Nikkei or the topics really moving out of this medium-term correction until you see the banks starting to move up. So that was really quite positive. Another good move was in the ASX in Australia, up 2%. Again, the Australian index had been sort of ranging sideways with a very slight upward bias, but was starting to roll over. But was up 2% today, good upper dynamic. It's starting to look a bit more positive in here. If we saw follow through tomorrow, it would be absolutely ideal. But when you have this sort of buying activity coming in, that's really quite bullish. And I think that was pretty much on the back of moves that we've seen in Rio and BHP, and a couple of the other miners. Anglo American was another one on the FTSE today that really had very good moves. And I think it's the realization that this is a secular bull market. The miners had been beaten down really quite significantly, and they were looking a little bit cheaper in here. So we've had some very good moves, particularly in BHP, which is definitely looking like a failed breakout from the prior support. Sorry, a failed breakdown, and it's rallied right above that again. So that may be what I think a lot of people were looking here for was a head and shoulders, and that is starting to look like a failed head and shoulders. And in my experience, failed head and shoulders are far more reliable than head and shoulders themselves. But we're not, I suppose, head and shoulders isn't really part of our lexicon at Fuller Money. Now, looking at some of the other equity markets, Spain in particular in Europe was up an awful lot in here. It was up 332 points, 2.64%. That's well ahead of pretty much all the other European markets. And it's because you've got this an increasing speculation in the utility sector in Spain, with and you'll see some of those charts that I posted in comment of the day today. But what it is making the IBEX look like is a little bit overextended, and it is right underneath that 13,000 level, which was the high back in 2000, which may have some psychological importance today. And because it is looking a little bit overstretched, it wouldn't be surprising to see a bit of a consolidation in this area. It would be, I think, probably quite healthy for the index to see that. Obviously, a shallow correction would be quite healthy. But because you have this remarkably consistent uptrend over the last 3 years, it would really need to take, or you'd need a really quite significant correction, probably breaking down through those June lows to really take the impetus out of the 4 month, or sorry, the 4 year move that we've seen. So, IBEX really still looking quite bullish. Now, the FTSE was up 56 points in here today, which is almost 1%. I got stopped out of my long position, which has been underwater for the last 3 months, sorry, 3 weeks. Feels like months, I can tell you. But the reason I hadn't been trading with a stop, and I put the stop in purely because I saw it came in this morning, saw that it had opened up. I was back in a profit, and tomorrow's my last full day in the office prior to going to China. So I said I'd really better put a stop in just to make sure that that trade doesn't turn into a loss, and that stop promptly got hit with some sort of intraday volatility. Subsequently rallied up above my stop level, and the level I think that the future closed at was 59.54, so 4 points above the stop. Now, I think that the FTSE can probably rally a bit more from here, particularly now that some of the miners are looking a bit better, particularly those ones I mentioned earlier. But I have a little bit of self-recrimination because if I had been looking a bit more closely, I would have started accumulating a position back in sort of late August in the IBEX or in the SMI. But because I'd bought into the FTSE on that terror threat and thought I'd got a rather good price, and then I sold that and bought it back again the day after, and I sort of set my sights and got sort of fixated on making a profit out of the FTSE, even though I could see that it was a laggard. Which probably wasn't the very best idea, but that's a lesson learned, and thankfully not an expensive lesson this time. Now, looking at the US, the Dow is currently up 40 points, so it's 40 points as well, right off the highs, the all-time highs, and people are starting to look at that again now. Now, the fact that the Dow is looking at its all-time high, or indeed that it could well break that high, does not mean that the US markets are in are the or that Wall Street is in a new secular uptrend or a new secular bull market. We're still in that secular downtrend, and the way that we can differentiate the secular bear market that we see on Wall Street with the one that we saw in Japan during the 90s is liquidity, and liquidity remains abundant. The fact that there's just so much liquidity around is supporting the stock markets right now. What it does mean is that we're probably going to see, if we do see the US markets starting to move to new highs, particularly the Dow, because obviously that's the one that's closest to its highs, that will leave the reins out from to the other markets around the world. And we can already see that Europe is massively outperforming the US, and obviously there are a number of Asian economies that are doing really very well. And obviously that's on the back of the Wall Street leash effect. Obviously, if we see the US markets or Wall Street moving into a recession or a deflationary environment, that will pull the leash back in. It will contract liquidity around the world, and we could see these high beta markets coming back quite sharply, just like we saw in May. But that's more big picture Friday stuff. Now, looking at some of the other asset classes, government bonds were a little bit down in here today. The treasuries, 30-year treasuries, are 12.24, 100, sorry, excuse me, 112.24, down 4 points. So still steady. That's still within an uptrend. And I think it would really need quite a significant downward dynamic to take the impetus out of that right now. And given that these are really in a secular bear market, then I'm not particularly interested in trading them on the long side, and I'll be waiting for this trend to lose consistency and show me a downward dynamic before I go in on the short side. Hopefully that's not going to be while I'm away for the next couple of weeks. Now, looking at some of the industrial metals, they're quite firm in here today. Nickel's up 750 bucks, and the lead price, which has been very firm, it's up 11. It's at 14.89. The high is around 14.35, I think, so just over 45 points off the highs, and really looking quite positive again. That's another one that would need a downward dynamic to take the impetus out of the medium-term uptrend, or indeed the long-term uptrend for that matter. So we are starting to see some additional bullish activity in some of the industrial metals. They're certainly firm, and they're much firmer than the precious metals have been. And obviously, that must be starting to factor through to investors when they start looking at the prices of Rio and BHP. Now, looking at the precious metals, silver is up 21 points. It's at 1170 in here, so that's starting to look quite a bit firmer. And that's definitely I would say, the better of the patterns in the precious metals. Gold is up 6 bucks. It's at $598. May encounter a little bit of resistance around the big round number of 600, but I don't think that would be anything more than temporary resistance if it were to occur. But gold and silver looking much better in here. They were certainly they were in accumulate in excuse me, they were in an accumulation zone back around $11. And I'm afraid I didn't have the courage to start buying it back again, but they certainly are looking more positive. Also, you'll see that the Gold Bugs Index, which I posted in the comment of the day today, that had a very good day yesterday, starting to find some support around prior areas of support, I think from March and June. So the possibilities are that we're going to see a bit of a rally in here over at least the short term. I'm not at all sure that we're going to see a re-establishment of the long-term uptrend. We would really need to see a sustained move above those highs from May to start calling for that. But I don't see particularly the precious metals falling very much from here. Now, looking at the currency markets, the euro is up a little bit in here today. The pound is down a little bit. It's at 188.62, so it's come back from that 190 level. Swiss franc is at 124, just up a little bit. And the yen is up a little bit, 170, well, it's down a bit, excuse me, 177.55. So when you look at the dollar index, you can see that the dollar is broadly ranging sideways, and there's hasn't been very much to say about it over the last couple of months. Doesn't look like we're going to see the dollar trending one way or the other. And if we do see some additional weakness creeping in, I don't think we're going to see that going on for the very long term. Particularly when you look at that dollar index over the 20-year time frame, there's a lot of support around this level. But that's pretty much it for me, and thank you very much for your time.